I would call your attention to Title IX, the Internet Consumer Bill of Rights. Now, we have consumers who use this Internet, and we have commercial users who use this Internet. Now, why do we do that? We talk about the World Wide Web. In Europe, a decision been made that is recommended by those who really want to create a two-tier system. My biggest fear in this debate is that we don't know enough about the consequences to turn the Internet into a two-tier system. And we prohibit the now let's go back. Internet started with a concept of tubes. We talk about the World Wide Web. Now the Internet, there's one company now, you can get sign up and you can get a movie delivered to your house daily by subscription service, by delivery service, okay? And currently it comes to your house, you put it in the mailbox and you get home, and or muscle, you change your order. But you pay for that, right? This service is now going to go through the Internet, and what you do is you just go to a place on the Internet, and you order your movie, and guess what? You can order 10 of them, and this delivery charge is free, right? 10 movies streaming across that Internet, and what happens to your own personal Internet? I just the other day got Internet was sent by my staff at 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday. I got it yesterday. Why? Because you got tangled up with all these things that are going on the Internet commercially. Streaming stuff going on the Internet. Network security, worms, virus, denial of service, parental controls, massively invading this world of the Internet. Anyone that wants to use this system for massive commercial purposes, we talk about the World Wide Web. But when we take the Internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. And if you don't understand, those tubes can be filled. And if they're filled, when you put your message in, it gets in line. It's going to be delayed by anyone that puts into that tube enormous amounts of material. We talk about the World Wide Web. Let's talk about you and me. We use this Internet for communication. We're not using it for commercial purposes. We're not earning anything by going on that Internet. Now, I'm not saying I'm not saying tubes. Why? Because it got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the Internet commercially. No, I'm not finished. I've listened to the lady for quite some time. I want to make sure people understand my position. Understood. I'm not going to take a lot of time. And I do not believe that net neutrality is something that... Well, I would say this. I don't think anyone here has defined what net neutrality is. We talk about the World Wide Web.